Ezechiel, chapter 12. The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, ye dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, who have eyes to see, and see not, they have ears to hear, and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, you son of man, prepare you belongings for moving, and move by day in their sight, and you shall move from your place to another place in their sight, it may be they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. Then shall you bring forth your belongings by day in their sight, as belongings for moving, and you shall go forth at evening in their sight, as they that go forth into captivity. Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry out your belongings through it. In their sight shall you bear it upon your shoulders, and carry it forth in the twilight. You shall cover your face, that you see not the ground, for I have set you for a sign unto the house of Israel. And I did so as I was commanded. I brought forth my belongings by day, as belongings for captivity, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my hand. I brought it forth in the twilight, and I bore it upon my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said unto you, What do you? Say you unto them, Thus says the Lord God, This burden concerns the prince in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel that are among them. Say, I am your sign, like I have done, so shall it be done unto them, they shall move and go into captivity. And the prince that is among them shall bear upon his shoulder in the twilight, and shall go forth, they shall dig through the wall to go out through it, he shall cover his face, so that he sees not the ground with his eyes. My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon to the land of the Chaldeans, yet shall he not see it, though he shall die there. And I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him, and all his troops, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall scatter them among the nations, and disperse them in the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the nations where they come, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Moreover the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with anxiety. And say unto the people of the land, Thus says the Lord God of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and of the land of Israel. They shall eat their bread with anxiety, and drink their water with dismay, that their land may be emptied from all who are in it, because of the violence of all them that dwell in it. And the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision fails? Tell them therefore, Thus says the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, The days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For there shall be no more any false vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass, it shall no more be delayed. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and will perform it, says the Lord God. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he sees is for many days from now, and he prophesies of the times that are far off. Therefore say unto them, Thus says the Lord God, There shall none of my words be delayed any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, says the Lord God.